It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important story.
Out here in Colorado, we had a sex education bill that was passed. It was signed by the governor and put into law. I just can't believe what is happening to public education.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
We are now using policy that if you don't affirm something, that they use policy then to take away your businesses.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
Kids are just being bombarded with darkness.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
You know, we need to get back to letting our kids be kids.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Woo-hoo! You have made it. It is hump day. Welcome to the show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That is kimmunson.com, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. All the podcasts and the recaps of the shows can be found there, as well as our op-eds. And our Sounding Off with Kim Munson podcast. Sign up for our weekly newsletter and be sure and go over to Facebook and give us a like. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com. I love hearing from you as well. We've got a big show planned for you today. In this first segment, we'll go through some headlines. We'll talk to Hal Van Herke, one of my valued partners, Castlegate Knife and Tool. Then Tim McCormick will be on in the second segment. He is a candidate for district attorney in Adams and Broomfield counties. These are very important races. And then former state senator and co-editor of the new book, Unmasked, Colorado's Hard Left Turn and a Warning to America, Kevin Lundberg will be joining us in the third and fourth segment to talk about this very important book. And actually, for the first five listeners that email me at kim@kimmunson.com requesting a copy, you will receive an electronic copy free. Now, I know that typically there is not many free things out there, but for the first five that email me at kim@kimmunson.com, we will get you a copy of an electronic copy of Unmasked, the new book that's coming out. Be sure and go to my website and sign up for our Salon Series Voters Guide event that we will be hosting at Water's Edge Winery next Monday evening. That is Monday, September 28th from 5:30 to 8 p.m. Rick Turnquist and his blog is at advancingfreedom.com. He and I are collaborating on this voter's guide. It is very thorough, and you may not agree with us on everything, and that is just fine, but we have really researched these, and we're putting our best recommendation out there. We'd love to have you join us. The tickets are $20. There's a $3 processing fee, and then you just purchase a la carte what you want to eat and drink there at Water's Edge Winery. Producer Steve, ticket sales are brisk, so I'd highly recommend people do this sooner versus later.
I have no doubt. I've been to Water's Edge. It's not a huge place, so you will sell that place out. You will. It'll be standing room only, and that's probably not allowed.
Yeah, we won't be. We actually will be cutting ticket sales off because under COVID-19, we won't be able to do standing room only there. So I would recommend that you get that done today. As we look at these issues, we look at them as freedom versus force, force versus freedom. Ultimately, if something is a good idea, you don't have to force people. You should be able to battle in the battle of ideas and convince people. Ultimately, socialism comes down to force. And socialism basically is that government controls most means of production via rules, regulations, and laws. Communism, basically, government just owns everything. But they're all related to Marxism. Marxism ultimately gets rid of the individual and it gets rid of private property. So you can see with socialism, gets rid of private property via controlling things with rules, regulations, and laws. Communism gets rid of private property rights because it just owns everything. So they're all really interrelated. You probably all know that, but it's taken me a while to connect all those dots, Producer Steve.
Well, I guess because of the situation in Venezuela, we're all, in this hemisphere, at least more in tune with these distinctions. But what was the best one? I guess I saw it and I sent it to you. I mean, you might be able to vote your way into it, but you're going to have to shoot your way out of it.
Yeah, and that is why this is such an important election, because this Democrat Party is not the Democrat Party of JFK. JFK actually lowered taxes. And when you lower taxes, that means government takes less of your stuff. That means you're freer to pursue your happiness. So, but as we look at Joe Biden and these, this Democrat Party, this is moved to the left. What were you going to say?
This reference that you make about Kennedy, memes are such they become an art form in my mind. They're so
they
powerful.
Are.
I mean, sometimes they're funny, but somebody made one last week and it had a picture of John Kennedy with this really perplexed look in his face, and the caption reads, "Guys, what have you done to my party?"
That is for sure. That's for sure. So that voice that you hear is producer Steve. I get to work with a great group of people, and that is Steve, Zach, Patty, Keith, and Charlie, and all the people here at Crawford Broadcasting. I'm grateful for that, and I'm grateful for each of you listeners as well. Today, you've got 24 hours. You get to choose what you're going to do with that. Strive for excellence. Take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. Be the very best version of yourself that you can be. So, since we are talking about the new book, Unmasked, I was thinking about Mask, Phantom of the Opera. So I think that may be some of our bumper music today. But I thought, who should I quote? And Andrew Lloyd Webber came to mind. He actually composed the Phantom of the Opera, wrote that. And he is an English composer and impresario. Gosh darn it, my pronunciation, I think I know how I'm going to say it in my mind, and then I get on the air, it's like, oh my gosh, I should have practiced that. Anyway, several of his musicals have run for more than a decade, both in the West End and on Broadway. He has composed 21 musicals, a song cycle, a set of variations, two film scores, and a Latin requiem. He was born in 1948. That's pretty impressive, Steve.
Yeah, and you mentioned Les Mis the other day, right?
Yes.
It was one of your favorites, and I really wanted to talk to you about that, but certainly not here and now.
Okay, we'll talk about that. But anyway, The Phantom of the Opera is a British musical with music by Andrew Lloyd Webber, the lyrics by Charles Hart, and a book by Lloyd Webber and Richard Stilgo. Based on the 1910 French novel of the same name by Gaston Leroux, how's that? Its central plot revolves around a beautiful soprano, Christine, who becomes the obsession of a mysterious, disfigured musical genius living in the subterranean labyrinth beneath the Paris Opera House. And this is what Andrew Lloyd Webber said. He said, "The next few years are going to be horrendous in the UK. The last thing we need is a Somali pirate-style raid on the few wealth creators who still dare to navigate Britain's gale-force waters." And that as Britain was taxing the rich more and more and more, and they were exiting Britain, and that was Andrew Lloyd Webber's quote on that.
I thought it was a reference to Brexit, I guess. I guess should have looked more deeply into that.
Well, it may have been as well. No, I don't know. Let's do some research on it. I was thinking that was because of all the taxes over it in Britain. So, okay, we'll check that out. Anyway, that was Andrew Lloyd Webber on that quote. And the headline that we wanted to get to this morning, this is from the Center Square. And it says that Governor Jared Polis said Tuesday that some state employees will be required to take furloughs. And he calls the plan a compassionate furlough model in a news briefing, referring to questions about how much the plan would save his press office.
I can think of another adjective than compassionate.
Okay.
But go ahead.
Well, and so what he said is he's got a tiered system. And under the tiered system, state employees making less than $50,000 will not be required to take any furlough days under the plan. State employees making between $50,000 and $70,000 must take one furlough day by the end of the fiscal year, while those making $70,000 to $90,000 must take 2 days, and those making between $90,000 and $100,000 must take 3 days. It says state employees making over $140,000 are required to take 4 days under the plan. So your comment on this was, it's just kind of a drop in the bucket.
And useless.
Yeah. So what was your thoughts on this, Steve?
Well, we have always said, since I've been doing the show with you, that any politician, good or bad, has to be seen as doing something when once they take office. They just can't sit there in a void. So the things that they do are either good or bad. Maybe we need a third category, and that is useless. What, somebody who's making $140,000 a year, what is 4 days off unpaid. Big deal.
Okay, so you're looking at the real guts of what this is about.
Right. You have a different perspective.
I have a different perspective on that because I talk to a number of many younger people that are not a real fan of Jared Polis, maybe, but they think that he has done a good job. They think that he has appeared like, you know, he's not been as draconian as some of the other Democrat governors. And that, you know, that may be true. I think that this is, again, I hate to say it, but an excellent political move for most of those people that are not, you know, paying attention. They're hurting because businesses have been closed down. But they're looking at this as, oh my gosh, he is doing something about this. Now, bear in mind, to my knowledge, there's not been one state employee that has lost their job through this whole thing. But yet this headline makes it look like he's doing something. So I think, again, from a political standpoint, I think he's got really good strategists that are advising him because this is a headline that kind of plays to Main Street a bit. So, Steve, any comments on that?
No, I'm sorry. I go the other way with it. I mean, if you're going to do something, make it real, make it have significance and not just some kind of a facade. Facade.
Yeah, a political play.
Yeah.
But, and I agree with you. We should do things that really have meat to them. But from a political standpoint, I think that his strategists are probably advising him well just from a political headline.
Especially with the dollars and cents that we're going to be talking about over the next year or so as the budget takes a hit.
Yeah, it's just... It's
revenues take a hit. You know, it's... I don't know.
So that brings up, again, the Center Square had another piece, and it says their single-payer task force survives the budget crisis in Colorado while actual health programs are cut. It says, like other states, Colorado is suffering a budget crisis due to the economic fallout of the COVID-19 Wuhan virus. I'm adding in here. Wuhan virus reaction disruption. It says stay-at-home orders and other social distancing policies, which slowed the spread of the novel coronavirus, also dramatically slowed the private economic activity that generates tax revenue. As a result, Colorado lawmakers and Governor Jared Polis were forced to make more than $3 billion in budget cuts. But interestingly enough, the single payer, which again, that is moving us towards a socialist, communist, Marxist model in healthcare, that did survive that while they're actually cutting 1% to some of the Medicaid community providers, which that actually really does affect money that is coming in to doctors and hospitals, primarily in rural Colorado. Once again, rural Colorado is on the chopping block, but that actually will really affect some of those healthcare providers there. So let's go to break, though. And when we come back, I want to talk with Tim McCormick, who is a candidate for district attorney in Adams and Broomfield counties, about community safety. You know, I think we've taken community safety for granted. And now that we see what's happening in these Democrat blue run cities and states, and then with these Democrat Soros paid for DAs, what that's done to community safety. So these races are super important. So we'll talk with Tim McCormick. Before we do that, though,
hey, before you go to the Hooters thing, add to that list Bloomberg's activities in getting people off the hook in Florida. Big bucks.
Okay, that was another headline that Patty had, and that is Mike Bloomberg. This was from the Washington Post. He's raised $16 million, and what they're doing is they're, he's paying the court fines and fees of nearly 32,000 Black and Hispanic Florida voters with felony convictions, which is an effort aimed at boosting turnout for Democrat presidential candidate. And, you know, we had Reggie and Johnny on yesterday with I'm a Trumpster. You know, they've been in the Black entertainment business for so many years. And we used the word, I think you brought it up, pandering. This, again, is trying to pander to that voting base. And there's something very insulting about pandering. But let's go to break. Before we do that, though, shout out to one of my valued partners, and that is Hooters Restaurants. There's 5 locations. There's Loveland, Westminster, Aurora, Lone Tree, and Colorado Springs. They have game day specials Monday through Thursday, 6 p.m. to close, and all day Saturday and Sunday. They have to-go specials. I've got friends coming over this evening. I'm going to actually be ordering Hooters for that. and have them deliver it. And they also have party packs for to-go only as well. So go to HootersColorado.com for more information. That's HootersColorado.com. And we're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll be talking with Tim McCormick.
Karen Levine has over 30 years in the real estate industry. The reaction to the COVID-19 Wuhan virus is presenting unprecedented and unpredictable opportunities and challenges in buying or selling your home. That is why you need to work with award-winning realtor Karen Levine. Karen Levine comes highly recommended by Kim Munson. Call award-winning realtor Karen Levine today at 303-877-7516. Karen's expertise will help guide you through this crazy real estate market. Call Karen Levine at 303-877-7516 today.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com, and sign up for our weekly newsletter there as well. And you can sign up for our salon series, our Voters Guide event that we have this next Monday night at Water's Edge Winery. Tickets are $20 plus a $3 processing fee. And then food and drink is a la carte. Tickets are selling at a very brisk pace. So I'd highly recommend that you do that. And before we get to Tim McCormick, Bob in Michigan listens to us online. Steve, he just said tiered, T-I-E-R-E-D, or tiered, T-E-A-R-E-D. And I thought you'd get a charge out of that.
I'm going to go with the latter.
And that was in reference to Governor Polis announcing his tiered furloughs to state workers. So, Bob in Michigan, thank you so much. Hey, Tim McCormick, district attorney candidate for Adams and Broomfield counties. Great to have you on the line. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing great, Kim. Thank you. Good morning to you, and good morning to your listeners. And boy, there's a lot of topics on the plate today, for sure.
Where do you want to start, Tim McCormick? You know, community safety is. I almost think that we, in many ways, have taken it for granted, and certainly there are some neighborhoods that have more crime than others. And we, instead of trying to take crime and move it to other neighborhoods, let's work to try to make all neighborhoods safe, Tim McCormick.
Right. I couldn't agree with you more. You know, Kim, we're 41 days away from the election, maybe 17 days from the ballots dropping. So there's a lot of decision making going on. There's a lot of push, you know, towards the end. And I've always told folks, you know, that I've met through the campaign, and I continually preach this. You have to do your research. You have to know your candidate. You have to know what they stand for. You have to know what their agenda is. And most importantly, you got to know who's backing them and why, because you're absolutely right. This really does kind of come down to an election of public safety, you know, versus politics. And, you know, we've been fortunate in our campaign to be endorsed kind of across the board, folks from every end of the political spectrum, law enforcement, the defense bar, defense attorney, former DA, former sheriffs, multiple city councils, and mayors. And I think that's important to know that, to go back and look at the endorsements. You know, in my particular race, you know, my opponent's endorsements are all these political folks that really are the same people that he touts down at the legislature, who have overreached the past few years and have really put public safety at risk. And I think there was a story recently, they called it the Trojan horse, right? The Beware the Trojan Horse prosecutor, which is in line with the Soros group that we've talked about, with these prosecutors all over the country who come in and they campaign on one thing, and then as soon as they get in there, they become, you know, activist DA. So yeah, public safety is certainly on the ticket for November, no question.
You know, Tim McCormick, because I have watched this, messaging is, you know, it's certainly really, really important. And what I have found is that, as you mentioned, kind of a Trojan horse, saying one thing because they know that that is really what is important to the voter. And so they'll pander to that, although they'll have a narrative towards that, when in essence, when they get in office, they do the opposite. You know, so they may be talking community safety, but yet when they get in office, they're picking and choosing, you know, variety of different, you know, how they prosecute instead of working towards justice and safe communities. And so what I would encourage people to do is all you have to do is look at some of these Soros paid, bought and paid for DA seats and, you know, like Chicago, St. Louis. You know, you look at those cities and they are dangerous cities. That is not where we want to go for our communities, Tim McCormick.
No, and, you know, even in the meantime, while we have these types of discussions, you look across the metro area, all the districts, and violent crime continues. We continue to have, you know, we continue to have shootings, and it is becoming an issue, I think, where, you know, we have to focus on public safety. And I think also, too, you know, I'm very proud of the fact that we have unanimous support of law enforcement on our campaign. We've been endorsed by all the FOPs, including the state FOP, and these are individuals that I haven't had the opportunity to work with for the last, you know, 3 or 4 years, yet they're still unanimous in backing our campaign and knowing that there needs to be change. So again, it's knowing your candidates and doing your research. And, you know, also, Kim, I think I'd be remiss if I didn't say this. It's been kind of a tough week, obviously, for the Denver PD and the Aurora PD. You know, Aurora PD lost an officer in an auto accident, and Denver PD lost an officer to suicide. So this is real. It's tough, and it's coming. And when you talk about pandering, I thought it's great that Steve had mentioned this business down in Florida. And I hope Congressman, I think it's Getz is how you pronounce his name, I hope he follows through on looking into that for purposes of investigation. That just Bloomberg or whatever, that whole group, I mean, they won't stop at anything to, I guess, pander. That's a great word.
Well, and you know, Tim, as I was thinking about this is very personal to me because, and I think you know this, a very good friend of mine, her son was working a second job at a craft store here in the mm-hmm. metro area. And he tried to stop someone from stealing something, and the person turned around and beat him up broad daylight on a Sunday afternoon in what we would consider a safe neighborhood, put the young man in the hospital overnight with lacerations and broken facial bones. And so then and apparently this guy had a rap sheet. So I'm looking at this saying, so Michael Bloomberg wants to pay for the fines and the things for somebody like this so that they can vote. And, you know, quite frankly, I think you need to be an upstanding citizen if you're going to vote. And so this is really, I mean, it's personal to me, Tim McCormick.
And it should be. I mean, that type of thing should offend even the most common sensibilities in a person. You know, under Florida law, I saw that story, so I did a quick bit of research on it. You know, convicted felons can regain their voting rights not only after they've done their time, but also after they've paid off any fines, restitution, or any, you know, legal obligations. Then their voting rights are fully restored. Here he comes, Mr. Bloomberg comes into the state, going to drop that X amount of dollars to pay all that off. I don't know. It sounds like maybe bribery. Who knows? I'd have to look at it.
Sounds real close.
Florida, it's a third degree. It's a felony for someone to come in and either directly or indirectly, you know, provide, I think they said something of value to impact whether or not someone votes. Boy, that sure sounds like it to me with that scenario. But, you know, in regards to your friend, that's tragic, and that's what's going on in today's world. I mean, you have to be careful, even about what you say. Here's this poor young man who's simply doing a job, and that results, and that's tragic. And I certainly hope that, you know, the prosecutor's office takes that seriously, which I assume they will, and he's prosecuted to the fullest extent. You know, Kim, our communities really do deserve competent district attorneys and prosecutors. You know, I think we're all going to be best served by district attorneys who foster practical and sensible reform. All right, I want to say that again: practical and sensible reform. All right, when hold offenders accountable, you bring closure to victims and their families, and present alternative rehabilitation programs where appropriate. Again, public safety over politics, taking care of your community. Sometimes this impartial whatever application of the rule of law, that it's not going to survive in that office, in the DA's office, when it falls into the hands of, you know, unqualified or ideological or activist DAs. And I really think that's where these races are coming down to.
I agree with that. And Tim McCormick, I am recommending that people adopt a candidate. People want to know what to do, adopt a candidate. So if you're in Adams or Broomfield County, and even if you're not, but if you're in Adams or Broomfield County, you can make a difference. You can, you know, help Tim as he's walking neighborhoods. You can make phone calls, text messages, write, can write thank you notes. There's a whole bunch of things that you can do. But don't just sit, you know, on the couch and, or, you know, put things on your computer, not doing anything. Get out there and make a difference is so important. So, Tim, I think you are adoptable. Yes.
I think I am adoptable. Thank you. Yes. You know, folks can go, go to my website at McCormick, McCormickFORDA.com. And they can click there. There's contact information and everything else. And Tim, I just want to briefly summarize some. You know, we're making progress. During our campaign, we've reached almost 14,000 doors across the jurisdiction, all 1,220 square miles, twice as many voter contacts. We're getting the message out there. People know we're out there. Spread the word. Public safety over politics, and you want a prosecutor, not a politician, for your district attorney.
And that's for sure. And that's Tim McCormick, and McCormick is spelled McCormack, just as people are looking for that. So we will talk to you very soon, Tim McCormick. Thank you so much for joining us.
That's great. You and your listeners have a great day. Thank you, Kim.
Okay, thank you. Jason McBride, Presidential Wealth Management. Safe communities, I know, are very important to you also.
Well, they are, and boy, Mr. Bloomberg has sure come a long way from turning New York into one of the safest cities on the planet with policies that actually worked, like stop and frisk and other things. And, you know, I don't know if it's possible to go more than 180 degrees opposite of where you used to be, but if it is, he has figured it out.
It is truly, truly astounding. And, you know, this election, you know, yesterday we were talking with Reggie and Johnny, and they were really concerned about this whole Foot Locker thing, where Foot Locker is going to be registering people to vote because they feel that that's really going to try to pander to the, you know, the young black vote. And it seems like these Democrats are pulling out all stops. And this election is very important. People need to be, they need to be involved in this. So I was thinking about you and your colleagues over at Presidential. You know, chose the name Presidential Wealth Management, and that wasn't just by accident. It was because you guys have a real love of our country.
Well, I think it was. Now, you know, there's been a few periods in history since we started the company that people have asked if maybe we wanted to change our name, and we never have. We've stuck through it through thick and thin, Kim, and as you like to point out, we even thought the phone number out with the 1600 in it, like 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
I just love that, and I think it's important that people realize that there's a lot of thought that went into that, Jason McBride. And what did the markets do yesterday?
They did a little bit better, Kim. You know, not as big of a bounce as you might hope for after some of the beatings we've taken lately, but maybe it's a start. We'll see. The Dow was up about 140 yesterday. It looks like the futures right now are up a couple hundred, so that would be helpful. NASDAQ yesterday was up about 185. Now this morning, NASDAQ is down, at least the futures are down a few points, like 5 points. But, you know, what I'd be watching for now is to see if these indexes can push back above their 50-day moving averages and hold there. That would be the first, milestone I would look for to say, okay, there are good recoveries taking hold. On the other way, Kim, I'd keep my eyes open for us to take out the lows that we had the day before yesterday. I think that would be, you know, a negative to watch out for.
Okay. So, I really think that, you know, big picture, people need to, you know, check their risk tolerance and sit down with you and just kind of go through that, because each individual is different. And the other thing, Jason, you did this super analysis regarding the Trump tax cuts and proving that it was not just for millionaires and billionaires. And I would so recommend that people research it. It's pretty easy, you know, to go through that, but to go to AIRpresidential.com, and you've got that information there. It's an excellent analysis, Jason McBride.
Well, I appreciate that, Kim, and hopefully it will help people to understand the reality of the Trump tax cuts, because knowledge is always power, as long as it's not fake knowledge.
That's for sure. Jason McBride, thank you so much. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Have a great show, Kim.
Okay, we're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll be talking with former state senator Kevin Lundberg. He is the co-editor of this new book that is out, Unmasked 2020, Colorado's Hard Left Turn and a Warning to America. We'll be right back.
Predovich and Company understands that the COVID-19 Wuhan virus disruption has individuals and businesses scratching their heads with a variety of bookkeeping, tax planning, and accounting questions. Predovich and Company knows that you need trusted professionals to help you navigate these choppy waters. Kim Munson highly recommends Predovich and Company. Because of their advanced technological capabilities, Predovich and Company can help clients anywhere in the United States. Call Predovich and Company at 303-791-3000 to organize your personal and business finances. Call 303-791-3000 today.
Those who have seen your face.
Oh, welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. That music is from Phantom of the Opera, which I think what made me ask Charlie to do that was because we're talking with Senator Kevin Lundberg regarding the new book out there, Unmasked, Colorado's Hard Left Turn and a Warning to America. Senator Lundberg, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. And I hadn't considered that analogy to the book yet, but fascinating.
So, Kevin Lundberg, this is a very important piece of work that you and Charles Heatherly, your other co-editor on this, have put together. Tell us why you think it's important.
Well, I serve as the executive director for the Republican Study Committee of Colorado, and that's the organization that actually said, yeah, we'll authorize this to happen under our banner, you might say. And Charles, who has been a longtime political specialist and strategist, I worked with him very closely in the Senate as part of the Republican caucus. He was our chief policy analyst. He knows what's happening, and I was there for many, many years in the legislature, and I watched things just completely crumble when Polis took over with the Democrat majority in the House and the Senate. And somebody needs to tell the story. They need to explain how, you know, to quote or paraphrase at least Obama, what fundamental transformations have occurred here in our state. And actually, let me, if I might, I'd like to read to you the first paragraph, which is very, very short, that John Andrews writes in the introduction. How do a free people lose their freedom? More often by inches than by miles. More often by neglect and passivity than by conscious consent or a losing fight. And that's much of what I see happening here in Colorado is, piece by piece, inch by inch, the legislature and the governor have changed just about everything in how we do government and therefore how we live our lives. And that's what we're trying to unmask, what we're trying to expose.
Well, and it's pretty amazing what you and Charles did to bring this together. I mean, it came together very quickly. So tell our listeners a little bit about that. And what's great is the first five people that email me at kim@kimmunson.com, we will give them an electronic copy of the book for free. So it's the first five people that email me at kim@kimmunson.com, we will get you that electronic copy for free. So how did this whole thing come together, though? You and Charles really did amazing work on this.
Well, it's it's not just us writing. We are the editors, but it's a compilation or an anthology of 15 different authors, including, you know, full disclosure here, Kim Monson, who is a very talented lady who stays on top of it night and day. And yes, you contributed a chapter. Some other journalists did. Some legislators, former legislators, attorneys, experts in the fields of which they wrote.
And just a note on that, Kevin, Patty Kergan, who does the research for the show, she also has a chapter in the book. And, you know, she does amazing work as well. But it's quite a talented group that you put together.
Well, and all of them, you know, when we went out and asked people, would you be a part of this? And because it's really a volunteer labor of love that we all threw into this, they said yes, because we all know how much has changed here in Colorado. But the average citizen, and actually, you know, we wrote this book. I'd like everybody to read it and understand it, not only here in Colorado, but across the nation. But realistically, I know what.
Whoops, did we lose him, Steve?
I'm sorry.
We lost you for just a minute. So you mentioned, Kevin, that people throughout the country should also read it.
Yeah, and right. But what it really amounts to is we're talking to the political class here in Colorado, the people who'd stay engaged in how things are happening in the process, starting with state legislators and county commissioners and active involved citizens. Those are the folks that need to get their arms around this and realize that we cannot let this continue.
Well, we cannot. And, you know, when I was talking to Jason McBride earlier, he said knowledge is power, and knowledge is power. And I think that, Kevin, what has happened, there's so much information out there that people get confused. And I think in some ways that's by design. And that's why we do this show, is to bring clarity to these issues. And I'd mentioned that Rick Turnquest and I are doing a voter's guide on all of the amendments and questions on the Colorado ballot. And we have really delved into it to give an honest assessment so that it could be, you know, not with a lot of politics on it, but so that people can really get to the issues. And there's a lot of people stepping up to bring truth and clarity to these things. And this book that you and Charles Heatherly have done is a very important piece. And like you mentioned, it's for the political people, you know, commissioners, elected. And I'm not calling them elected officials anymore. They're elected representatives. That's what they're supposed to do, is represent to us. But I would really recommend that everyday hardworking Coloradan read it as well, because it will explain what's going on, Kevin Lundberg.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, we're talking a lot about it. Let me give you some of the particulars. There's a chapter on public health and how public health has conducted its affairs through the years, and kind of expands on how public health seems to control just about every aspect of our life one way or another. And, of course, we've seen it very dramatically, you know, with this pandemic stuff. There's a section on rural Colorado and the agricultural sector of our state and how changes have really come down on them. There are sections on so many different areas of Colorado life that it does affect everybody. And, you know, this is not this isn't like a thriller type book that you have to read every page and go. You can actually select it chapter by chapter, kind of thumb through the 15 chapters we have and say, well, that's the one I really want to know about first and read on that. Like there's this one that describes the system that the governor has been relying on for all of his emergency orders, which is a modeling program. I was discussing this with a medical doctor just yesterday, and he was, you know, just kind of shaking his head in disbelief on how the governor stakes all of these extreme orders that he's put in place from the perspective of this one set of guidelines. And we've got a whole chapter that shows that it's really a very extreme system that's sort of self-proving, so it really doesn't deal with facts as much as it just keeps this neat little package together so the governor can say, well, science tells me that we have to, you know, now shut down the bars earlier.
Well, and
anyway,
I've always said, you know, this virus is so smart because it seems to know whether or not you're walking into a restaurant or if you're sitting in a restaurant, which would determine whether or not you need to be wearing a mask. And it's also so smart because it knows the difference between, I don't know what the closing time is now, but between 10:59 p.m. and 11:01 p.m. I mean, it is so smart, and Governor Polis seems to be taking advantage of that, Kevin Lundberg.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you know, people need to know the details.
Yes,
they need to sort this out. And that's what this is. It's almost 300 pages.
I didn't realize it was quite that long, but 15 different authors. Of course, as we were, you know, working on the chapters that we were working on, it's like once you get going, there's so much to say. And so when sent the chapter over to Charles, I'm like, this is pretty long, but there's so much information there. So we did try to get that, you know, edited down a little bit, Kevin Lundberg. But let's,
we dealt with that with everybody because there is so much to be said, and I'm grateful that we have this entire package to present to people.
So you know what? Let's go to break, Kevin Lundberg. When we come back, why don't we go through just highlight each of the chapters and who the authors are, so that people know. And again, if people will email me at kim@kimmunson.com, the first 5 people that email me will receive a complimentary electronic copy of the book. And so we're going to go to break. Before we do that, though, I want to give a shout out to another one of my great partners, and that is Castlegate Knife and Tool. They are located right in Sedalia, Colorado. They're open 7 days a week. It is a great, it's a great store. I'd highly recommend that you check it out. They have just a wide range of product, both for collectors, for military personnel. If you're a sportsman, I've been purchasing some of the great knife and kitchen sets for some wedding gifts. Go to castlegate.com for more information. That's castlegate.com. And we're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation with former State Senator Kevin Lundberg. He is the co-editor of the book Unmasked, Colorado's Hard Left Turn and a Warning to America. We'll be right back.
Metropolitan Total Property is more than landscaping. Locally owned and operated since 1987, their team is proud to be your neighbor and live in the community. Metropolitan Total Property stands behind their work, and your complete satisfaction is their top priority. Kim Munson highly recommends Metropolitan Total Property for landscaping and more. She was one of their very first clients way back in 1987. Be sure to check out MetropolitanTotalProperty.com for their complete menu of services. Again, that's MetropolitanTotalProperty.com.
Recently, rates in the mortgage market have hit near record lows. Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial notes that the COVID-19 Wuhan virus disruption has created potential opportunities to refinance your mortgage that could save you thousands of dollars. And for those senior listeners who may be looking for another source of income, exploring a reverse mortgage with Lauren Levy may be a solution. With over 17 years in the mortgage industry, Lauren Levy has the experience to answer your questions. Call Lauren Levy at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881 for a mortgage checkup today.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That is kimmunson.com, MONSON.com. You can sign up for our weekly newsletter there. That way you get first look of all of our upcoming guests, our most recent op-eds and podcasts. And go over to Facebook and give us a like as well. On the website right now, you can sign up and buy your tickets for our event next Monday night at Water's Edge Winery. Rick Turnquest and I are collaborating, working together on this year's Voter's Guide. We will be going through our thought process on that. We'd love to have you join us. The tickets are $20 plus a $3 processing fee, and then the food is a la carte. You just order food and drink, what you want there as well. So go to my go to my website and sign up there. And tickets are selling briskly, and we will cut them off at a certain point. Now, Kevin Lundberg is on the line with me. He's a former state senator, and he is also the co-editor of this new book out, Unmasked 2020, Colorado's Hard Left Turn and a Warning to America. He is the co-editor with Charles Heatherly. And Kevin Lundberg, I normally wait until the end of the show and I select quotes. And so I had selected Andrew Lloyd Webber, who had done the music for Phantom of the Opera. But I thought this was very appropriate for what you and Charles have done with this book. And Andrew Lloyd Webber said, "It doesn't stand up to huge intellectual scrutiny." And I thought intellectual scrutiny is, there's a lot of that lacking. And then I've also said there's a lot of intellectual curiosity that is lacking in 2020 America. But I thought that was a really important quote, because what you guys are doing, I think, is intellectual scrutiny with this book, Kevin.
Well, yeah, we've tried to pack this with a lot of the details that people need to know. It's one thing to, you know, just make this blanket statement, we're going down the wrong road and it looks like socialism and end with that. But we want to give the particulars, and this thing is just packed with a lot of the details you need to know in the particular subjects that may be of most concern to each individual citizen. It's a reference book in many ways. It's been a unique book too. I've asked around because it's largely produced by state legislators, and I'm not aware of any other book like this. And you know, Colorado has been such a I sometimes call it a petri dish for the left.
Mm-hmm.
They have gotten in and they experiment with, well, let's try this idea, let's try this ballot initiative, let's run this system through and see if we can make it fly. And they've been remarkably successful in pushing a lot of radical stuff down our throats, really.
And ways we didn't realize it. Yeah, and I agree.
Right.
I think petri dish is the appropriate term. And so now that we know what's going on, we need to unmask it. So what a great title for a book, Unmasked 2020. Tell us if we have some time. We've got probably about 8 minutes. Who are the different authors and what are the chapters, Kevin? And once again, I want to mention the first 5 people that email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well will receive an electronic copy. So who's the authors?
Okay, well, let me give you a sampling of this. Of course, I wrote the book, the chapter on both what happened in 2019 and public health. Kelly Sloan, who works down at the Capitol quite a bit, he wrote it on how the here's the title: "The Democrats' $30 billion budget is unsustainable, and they know it." or here's another one: a gentleman who is an expert in security and law enforcement. "Where's Jared? Capitol security takes a knee," and this is all about how the governor just allowed the Capitol to be torn apart. And he looks at it from the perspective of law enforcement and how it shouldn't have happened that way. Here's another one. One of your, another compatriot, you might say, in your craft, Randy Corcoran, "From Blueprint to Breakout, Colorado's Downhill Road to a California Dystopia."
Wow.
Dave Williams, Representative Williams, "Tyranny Unleashed by Single..." Oh, no, wait a second. His was "The People's House Under Siege, Smashed Windows, Broken Promises, and Lockstep Voting."
Wow.
And then Senator Rob Woodward, "Tyranny Unleashed by Single-Party Control." Let's see. Kim Monson. Now, what did she write? Let's see. It says here, "Citizens' voices of dissent will not be silenced. Grassroots organized to protect fundamental rights and liberties." And you really drilled down to what do the people think and what have they been doing?
Mm-hmm.
And I really appreciate that one. And you mentioned Patty Kerrigan, who wrote Democrats' 2020 tax reform bill, kicking the economy to the curb. And she really zeroes in on one of the bills that became law here in Colorado this year and how it just completely ignored small businesses and just mowed over them instead, and how their whole process was not designed to reflect. It wasn't designed to be representatives, as you said, but to be the officials who said, this is what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Seabee, who wrote, "Who will tell the people sacrificing the state constitution for a 30-year climate policy that is yet to be made?" And there he zeroed in on a big theme.
That's
that
really
had,
important.
Whole global wrong. Oh, I mean, if people would really get their arms around the goals and the mandates that they've put in place in order to fulfill their, you know, their vision of a green agenda, which really isn't making things better as much as it's just pushing us into a state-controlled system of everything, which just destroys the economy. You know, they talk about how, oh, yeah, that, you know, all these green jobs are going to help everything. Well, that's only because they're mandating these extra steps for getting things done. Let's see. I've been kind of jumping around on this. I like this one. Carl Diedenbach, who wrote "A Pandemic of Hubris: Computer Models Turn Evidence-Based Guesswork into Gospel." Now, that's the one that really looks at the governor's modeling for the pandemic.
Very important
system. And Carl, he's both an attorney and an engineer, and he looks at this from a strictly scientific perspective, and shows how it's more political science than it is hard science that the governor's really been using. So I think that gives you a pretty good picture of some of the things and what we're talking about here. It goes on and on. There's a lot more that we can cover than in 30-minute radio.
But it's a very important book. And again, that book is Unmasked, Colorado's Hard Left Turn and a Warning to America. And the first five listeners, I've not checked my email, so it may be full already with this, but the first five listeners that email me at kim@kimmunson, that's MONSON.com, the first five will receive an electronic copy of that. And, you're calling it unmasked. I've said it's unveiled, but, you know, the veil, the mask is off now, Kevin, of what has been happening. And in a way, I'm grateful for the COVID-19 Wuhan virus reaction disruption, because it has unmasked those that want to have power and control over everyday hardworking people's lives, which is totally antithetical to the American idea. But it is what has happened with governments, you know, throughout human history. That's what's so amazing about the American idea, is that we are supposed to be in charge of our lives, not some dictator, governor, king, monarch, or whatever. And so in a way, I'm grateful, because this has unmasked what has been percolating underneath the system, or underneath the surface here. And everyday people weren't paying attention until these governors and these mayors came in and shut things down. And we now, it's unmasked of what their agenda is.
Well, I think the average citizen is figuring out a great deal. And yeah, if there is a silver lining to all of this tyranny that's been poured on us so quickly, it is that people will become aware, and hopefully aware in time to do something about it. And the big task we have really is in the next election. And
it is
not just around the corner, it's right in front of us. So people need to know that. And by the way, let me add this one little element. The book is available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble by ordering it. But people need to know that the title is Unmasked 2020, all as one word, if you will. There's no space between Unmasked and the 2020. So
okay.
If you just go to Amazon and do a search for Unmasked 2020. You'll get there, but if you put a space in, it'll get a little harder.
Okay, very good to know. And again, that's at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. First five people to email me at kim@kimmunson.com will receive an electronic copy, complimentary. Senator Kevin Lundberg, thank you for all the work that you do, and thank you to you and Charles Heatherly for putting this book together.
Well, Kim, thank you for not only the opportunity to talk right now, but for being a part of this book. You added a great deal, and I appreciate everyone's perspective, including yours. So, you know, let's get the word out now.
Most definitely. And again, this Democrat Party is not the Democrat Party of JFK. You need to remember that when you are voting this year. So as Andrew Lloyd Webber said, he said, it doesn't stand up to huge intellectual scrutiny. And that's been what's been happening down at the State House. And so you need to check out this book, Unmasked 2020, Colorado's Hard Left Turn and a Warning to America, because it is doing the intellectual scrutiny to take a look at all of that. So my friends today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts. Listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. This is Kim Munson signing off. God bless you, and God bless America. And I don't want no one to cry.